Well, my next guests are ready to share an opportunity for you. Next Thursday, there's an Inside Festival event, and you know we're talking about Festival of the Arts right around the corner, that early June, but things start revving up now. Let's talk about this portrait class with you, Chris Laporte. Ooh, his name's familiar. Melissa Bush, Festival of the Arts co-chair for 2018, but you start early. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
And Chris Laporte, good morning to you. Award-winning Festival of the Arts artist, winner of Art Prize 2010. That's why when I ask you what's your entry for this year, you're like, I've been banned, man.
That's right.
Careful what you wish for. Art degrees, of course, from local and beyond. We'll talk about that. Melissa Bush, tell us a little bit about you and give us that Festival of the Arts promo.
Well, I am the membership manager at Frederick Meyer Gardens and Sculpture Park, but as you know, Festival of the Arts is an all-volunteer-run organization, so I am the co-chair of 2018. I've started already preparing, and I'm working a lot on these Inside Festival events, which is this event with Chris coming up next Thursday.
Are these Inside Festival events new to the programming with Festival?
They're relatively new. This will be the third one in the series.
Great. And the weekend, the first weekend of June is Festival 2017.
It is, yes.
Pretty much a standard here in the backyard.
Exactly.
Chris Laporte, how have you been? Again, never can take away the award-winning Art Prize venue, but life goes on after that.
Absolutely. Very busy. Just received tenure over at Aquinas College, so teaching a lot and trying to get in the studio as much as I can. Working on some pieces for the Dominican Sisters. One drawing was just dedicated April 1st at Marywood, and then a sister piece will be installed at Aquinas sometime in the coming months.
And where does Calvary, your Art Prize winning work, hang?
That is at Aquinas College. It's at the entrance to the Hausman Library.
That's great. So you are involved in this Inside Festival event next Thursday. Take it away.
Sure. I've been involved in Festival of the Arts, 15, 20 years.
Okay.
As a vendor drawing caricature sketches during the event, then have participated in the regional arts exhibition, and I think 1 year was a juror for that part of festival. And I feel it's a very important event to bring people downtown. It's a very important community event, and I'd like to give back. So when Fred Bivens and Missy asked if I would host a fundraiser at the studio, I said, sure, yeah, that'd be great.
What did you ask of Chris, Melissa?
We asked him if he would teach a class and kind of get some local community participants involved so that they could see his studio space and interact with a real live artist in his studio.
So, details next Thursday, 6:30 to 8:30. Chris, where are we headed?
It's a 2-hour portrait class. We'll be deconstructing light and shadow shapes to create the illusion of three-dimensional form as it applies to a portrait.
So am I drawing a face?
Yes.
Okay.
Get the
well, you're drawing light, but it'll look like a face.
Yes. Melissa, this is obviously there is a registration process. There's a fee, but I think Chris has waived his fee, so the monies go to Festival?
Yes. All proceeds support Festival. It is $150. And for information, just email us at insidefestival@festivalgr.org, and we'll get you all the details on how to make that donation.
So, Chris, for the one who wants, I've always wanted to do this, they say, and yet I'm just not good at art, convince me to attend.
Well, whether you realize it or not, you draw all the time. I mean, your signature is a drawing, and that how you draw your own, I guess, self-portrait, as it applies to your signature, authenticates a document. So, whether you know it or not, you draw already. It's just really a matter of application. I mean, it's the same parts of your brain that learn to read and write. It's the same parts of your brain that learn how to play a sport or to drive a car. So you already have the capacity to do it. It's just, again, a matter of application. It's not easy. Like, none of those things are easy and just happen overnight. But it is something that you're absolutely able to do if you put the energy towards it.
Do I need to bring anything to this Thursday event?
All supplies are provided for. You just pay the fee and show up.
Great. And do I get to take the portrait home?
Absolutely. It's your work.
And whose portrait are we painting or drawing? Or
well, everyone's going to most likely be drawing the same portrait, and it'll probably be from a classic portrait from art history. So it'll be somewhat of a master copy.
Great. Emily, so this is, we're calling 401 Hall Street?
Correct. Yes, it's Suite 417.
413.
413.
413. Yeah. Yeah, you'll end up in the, you know, the wrong studio. It could get you in trouble. How many are you looking to participate?
We have the capacity for about 50.
Really? So. Well, that'll be fun. And refreshments.
Yes, the Cheese Lady. There'll be some Cheese Lady and some other light refreshments.
Yeah. And Chris, I guess I'll just with a couple minutes left, will you start with with your participants, will you draw circles or you said lights?
Yeah, it's organizing abstract shapes. So just like you might doodle on your notes when you're talking to somebody on the phone, it's as simple as identifying triangles and rectangles and some things like that, and arranging them in proportion and relationship with one another, and magic. You can see a face.
That's cool. Melissa, again, in the past, it looks like these inside festival events have featured a printmaking class, a concert with like J. Oscar Bittinger, Carissa Wilson, and more.
Right. And coming up on July 22nd, we are celebrating Alexander Calder's birthday, who is the artist that created La Grande Vitesse, which is Grand Rapids' own Calder and the reason for a Festival of the Arts.
So, Chris, how did you get so good? Did you start with one of these classes way back when?
Many, many, many classes, yeah. I was terrible, and it was just really a great desire. I mean, drawing's always cool. And there's a great desire to become good at it, and a variety of learning experiences, and eventually that just evolves into everything's a learning experience. So it's never ending. I mean, the masters of drawing or art in general understand that it's always a practice, that it's infinite. The more you learn, the more you realize you don't know. So.
Great. All right, so one more time, details for the 20th.
It is going to be at 401 Hall Street, Suite 413. You can email me at insidefestival@festivalgr.org, and the fee is $150.
And festival this year starts, it always starts high noon that first
on
Friday?
On June 2nd, yes.
On June 2nd. Is there a way to find out more about you, Chris Laporte?
Sure. You can visit www.chrislaporte.com, or you can visit my professional Facebook page, Chris Laporte fan page.
This Inside Festival event, April 20th, one of several as we celebrate festival come that first weekend of June. Melissa Bush and Chris Laporte, thanks.
Thank you, Shelley.